Welcome to Season 5 of the Twin Flame Truth Podcast. I'm El Hari, number one international best-selling author and Twin Flame in Ascension alchemist, writer, teacher, and coach. A huge benefit and reason for the Twin Flame journey is for your purpose to become clear to you. As such, many of our students feel called to help others with their Twin Flame journeys. It's also not surprising that they develop an entrepreneurial spirit, since professional, financial, and creative growth is directly correlated to spiritual development. This is why we launched our groundbreaking Twin Flame Coaching Certification and Business Academy this year, with astounding success. In this academy, we not only train and certify future coaches in our industry-leading, no-fail process and methods, but we also help them establish and grow thriving coaching businesses of their own. I'm beyond excited and grateful for everyone who chooses to devote their livelihood to this endeavor, as it helps me further my own personal mission and purpose to help as many people as possible throughout the world with their twin flame and spiritual ascension journeys. The diversity of our students in this program is enabling us to help people in numerous languages and countries and provide a plethora of choices and coaches for people in different situations, such as, for example, people experiencing a twin flame journey who are autistic or have other special needs. If you feel at all called to help others on their journey, either now or in the future, we would love the opportunity to provide you with the very best training and support in starting and growing a thriving coaching business that not only fulfills your purpose and provides a lucrative lifestyle for yourself, but also guides others through the most important thing they will ever experience throughout any of their lifetimes. If this is of interest to you, please click the link in the show notes and schedule a clarity consultation to find out more about this amazing, life-changing opportunity. The only requirement to be accepted is that you are experiencing a twin flame journey yourself. You can enroll in our Twin Flame Coaching Certification and Business Academy, no matter where you are in your journey and whether or not you are in contact with your twin flame. The tuition for the academy can be tax deductible as a business expense. Please confirm this with your CPA or tax advisor, as I do not dispense tax advice, though. And multiple funding options are available. Partial scholarships may also be available if you're fluent in another language and are willing and able to provide translation services. Please ask your Clarity coach if this is something that interests you to see if you qualify. As with previous seasons, the episodes in Season 5 have been taken from previous recordings of my Twin Flame Truth TV series. Thanks so much for your continued support, and I hope you enjoy and resonate with Season 5. Lots of love. Hey guys. Welcome to Twin Flame Truth TV. I'm El Hari, Twin Flame alchemist, writer, teacher, and coach. In today's episode, we are going to discuss why your life needed to be upended by your twin flame journey. And this topic came about for me because we have so many people who come to us and they are just, overwhelmed and just feeling so frustrated and so confused because they don't understand why their lives were so perfect. Everything seemed to be fall into place for them. And for most of them, the majority of their lives, things seem to fall into place and they're successful, or quote unquote successful, what they deemed as successful in all areas of their lives. And then all of a sudden, bam, they're on this twin flame journey. And it's so common that then like their whole entire lives seem to be turned upside down, seem to fall apart, or, seem to, kind of go off track or feel like they're going backwards. And, they just don't seem to be, having like their best life ever that they used to have. And so this is where this topic came about. And I wanted to address this because it is a very common theme that we notice about people on the twin flame journey. And there's really two reasons why your life has to be completely upended. If it does, not everyone's has to, of course. This is not an all or nothing thing ever, but it is a very common theme. And if this happened to you, and I mean also not just success in financially or in business or career or accomplishments like that. I mean also like people's physical health has oftentimes, kind of takes turns for the worse, or they end up having ailments or things that they need to work on physically with themselves as well. And so even physical health can deteriorate or seem to deteriorate a bit while, when the twin flame journey comes around. And of course, mental health, emotional health, things of that nature, a lot of stress, a lot of anxiety, a lot of depression and distress, all the good fun things that come with first experiencing the twin flame journey. And there's really two reasons why this happens to a lot of people on this journey. And the first one is because it's your soul is trying to get your attention. You cannot ignore this journey. And, if you're not going to pay attention to the more subtle signs maybe and stuff that is going on, or your soul just knows you. I mean, it is you, right? And so, if it doesn't wreak havoc, so to speak, or change or affect other areas of your life or even all areas of your life, then you might not notice. And this really is an awakening. It has to wake you up. The point of pain, and this is pain even in terms of physical pain, a pain is a symptom. It's not the actual cause or the problem. Pain is always there as an alarm, like an alert, an awakening, to tell you, hey, hi, there's this going on. This hurts, so pay attention, right? It gets your attention and it leads you to, find out and discover what actually is the underlying cause of the pain, right? And so the number one reason why, your whole life needs to feel like it's been upended or turned around or taken off track with this journey is because that's the way that your soul is trying to get your attention. It is an awakening and, you need to be woken up. And just like when you're woken up out of sleep, with the loud alarm clock, nobody likes that either, right? But it gets your attention, it gets you up, right? So that's what's going on, first of all, why that has to happen. Now, secondly, why your life can seem to be upended with the twin flame journey is because it really isn't upended. It might be different from what it's been, and it might be contrary to what your traditional ideas of success are, what you really used to hold dear and think was important and think was, the definition of success to you or whatever. But what happens with this journey is when you shift closer into alignment with your soul, with your true self, you really recognize and get to know and understand and resonate with what your true purpose is. And, if you were, say, very successful financially in business or in a career or something that, just didn't resonate with what you truly desire and your true soul's purpose, as you shift closer into alignment with your soul, you're no longer going to resonate with that career or that kind of energy necessarily. I'm not saying, again, this is not everyone, but this is a main thing that happens with a lot of people, during this journey, though, the beautiful part of it is that you do come to realize what your true soul's purpose is. And then when that happens, it's true. Your purpose finds you. You don't find your purpose. And then when that happens during the course of this journey, then things just, it's like the pathway just opens up. And, there's numerous opportunities and situations and ways to use your purpose in a way to be, successful in whatever that success truly means to you. And, in the ego fear-based world, success, we tend to equate with, a lot of money or a lot of power, things of that nature. When really on the level of the soul, you have full and total abundance, you have all that. But, that doesn't make you successful. On the realm of the soul, you already are perfect. You already are successful. Everyone is. But, in the realm of the soul, what you really feel the need to do is create. Your soul is a creative energy. We are creative beings. And so to create from your soul feelings, from to create when you're closer aligned with your soul, means that you are going to be doing it in conjunction with your true soul's purpose. And then with that always comes, the physical world success and accolades with that, because it has to by divine truth. Because when you are in alignment with your soul and what your true soul's purpose is, you're in alignment with the universe. And then that right there is the whole
energetic space of pure potentiality, which includes everything that you ever truly desire, and always having an abundance of everything that you truly desire. Your soul is total abundance. You don't lack for anything. And so when you're in alignment with that, that begins to show up and realize in your physical world as well. And it may not be the picture that you painted for yourself, you know, when you were growing up or before this journey at all, or while you were in university or college or grad school or whatever, and that's what you thought you wanted to be and do. It may very well be, but you know, for many, many people on this journey who have found a great deal of success before this journey and finds that, you know, they just don't resonate with it anymore, or it's been, you know, all gone to shit or whatever, that is a reason why. It's because it's not in resonance with who you truly are, your true soul's desires. And so as you shift out of the fear-based ego energy of that into your true soul's energy, which includes your true soul's purpose, then, the physical world changes with that. And there is transformation. And the transformation needs to be painful sometimes, like I mentioned in the first part, because it needs to get your attention. But also change in and of itself is very painful for people because, our fear-based energy hates change. It hates it, you know, because it feels like it's losing control there. If something's changing, it feels like it's losing control. Of course, in the physical world, though, the whole entire physical world, the dynamic is it's dynamic. It's ever changing. Nothing is permanent in the physical world. The only thing about you that's permanent is your soul. Your soul is the only thing that's eternal and permanent. And so, when the physical world, when things change, you know, our fear-based energy really tends to freak out. It doesn't like that at all. But that doesn't mean it's a quote unquote bad thing or it's going to be unsuccessful for you. You know, and the pain really isn't a bad thing. And I know it feels like it is. And I mean, no one wants to hear you say that when you're on the floor. And I get that. But, you know, when you move through it, when you advance along your journey, when you shift closer into alignment with your soul, then when you look back, you actually become so grateful, so appreciative of the pain and of the transition and of all the changes that happened that, you know, really did freak out your fear-based energy at first, because you really do get to realize your true soul's purpose and therefore all your true soul's desires are abundantly with you at all times. And I just want to say one thing also about physical health. If you find your physical health maybe deteriorating, or you're feeling sick, or you're just not feeling like, you know, as vibrant or energetic or, you know, whatever, happy, anything like that before you started on this twin flame journey, there is a reason for that as well. And, the reason really is that with this journey, as you balance out your fear-based push energy, what you are actually doing is it's a form of detox. So it's a form of purging your body. You're not really purging your body because it's not really on a physical level. I mean, it trickles down into that, but it's a form of really purging your energy. You're transmuting your energy. You're alchemizing your energy from fear into love. And in so doing, you're pushing out the fear. You know, you're changing it into love. So the fear is being released from your energetic space, your energetic being. And so as that's happening, it's like a detox. Like a detox is where you release toxins, right? So it's very much similar to that, but on an energetic level. But of course, when you're purging and detoxing and stuff, even when you do it on a physical level, physical detox, you know, when all that nasty stuff comes out, it feels like crap. It doesn't feel very good at first, right? Because it's all coming out. And so that's very often what happens on the energetic level. As you're purging, as you're releasing all of this fear, it does trickle down into the physical world. And so that's why you can have symptoms of feeling not so great physically, and maybe having, you know, being diagnosed with conditions or ailments or illnesses that, you know, you didn't have prior to this journey. And so while it might feel like you're going backwards in any of these areas of your life, whether it be your career, financials, physical health, just know that you're not. You can never go backwards on this journey. This journey is a forward moving journey. It's always forward. It's always progressive, because that's the nature of the soul in the universe. It just does not go backwards. So you're never going backwards. Just take heart in that and know that that is the divine truth. You can never go backwards. Yes, you can get off track and go off to the side and get in a little more rugged terrain going forward, but you're still moving forward, right? So of course the balance is on track. The balance is smooth. But then, you know, of course we can, our fear-based energy can take us off track to the side, but it can never ever pull us back and make us go backwards. So I hope you remember that. And I hope this video helped make sense of some things that's going on. This is a very common trend with people. And if it applies to you and you resonate with this, then definitely take heart. It all is happening for a reason. It really, really, truly is. And all you need to do is trust and believe in that. Trust and believe in yourself, your soul. Your soul is orchestrating it all. And it's doing it for your highest good and for you to actually see and realize and experience everything that you truly desire on the level of your soul. So thanks for watching, guys. I will see you next week in another episode of Twin Flame Truth TV. Have an amazing week and lots of love.